Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Live. I'm Braden.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew. A little smaller than normal.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
Skeleton crew.
How does that even happen? I need every inch I can get, buddy. Don't take this away from me.
Yep.
Again. You took away my 3/4 of my 5'7".
Zoom you right in.
That looks good.
I don't know why that happens, just randomly. What's up, everyone in the chat? Thanks for joining us, Swayze John, Jose Lost 687, Dre Lawrence, everyone in the chat right now. Thanks for stopping in, having a drink. A little ATT Live. Let's fire up the randomatron and see what it spits out for this week's cryptid crush-a-thon. Can one of you guys tell me which hotkey button it is?
It's quantum control. Buddy,
listen,
like quantum CTRL. Is that
playing something?
If they're your keys,
oh, there we go.
There we go. All of them are hot.
Special exhibition match. Cryptid Crush of Thought.
We got a matchup. Zuck Daddy versus Musky Boy. I mean, that was...
Buddy, listen, there's no way that barrel weighs 187 pounds.
Right?
There's no way. That guy's 205 easy all day.
Right?
Like, you see that... That guy, like, he can't look down. Like, he doesn't see his dick when he looks down. Like, that's a barrel.
Oh, buddy, he's guaranteed got some enhanced one for sure.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's
fair. I really thought that whole thing was fake for a second.
No, like, it's real.
I know it's real, but that stuff starts lining up because it was like, I was seeing all these pictures for a while of, like, Zuckerberg going to like jujitsu tournaments and stuff. I'm like, why is he doing this? And now it's all lining up to be like, you were training to fight another billionaire?
So the thing is like Zuckerberg's got like a white belt and BJJ's done some tournaments. You know, some of his security guard the stands are packed with his security guards that are slipping their refs. Hey, don't, the other competitors say, here's $10,000.
He doesn't look bad. He doesn't look bad. He knows what he's
and
doing.
Then Elon Musk has come out and said, this is obviously... It started with Zuck being like anytime, anywhere, any place in a vest,
cage
right?
match,
in some sort of combat vest, and then
what presaged this? Was there like, did they have beef or something? Or
Zuck made a comment just saying like I'd meet him in a cage, and then Elon replied,
where on Twitter? Then, like just randomly was like,
well,
hey.
I just think through. Fuck whatever media.
Well, he's definitely ventures. Tagged in whatever. Like somebody shared it with him. But like, so, let's be honest here. Like, we've got one guy who's had a little bit of training. We have one guy who's a little bit out of shape, but you know he's coming in with some cyberlink bullshit. Fucking like,
well, he's gonna be juiced up for sure.
Oh well, but and he's also, dude, he's got some brain implants that are gonna teach him how to do like. fucking third degree like, black belt jiu-jitsu.
He's like Sherlock Holmes.
He's going to check into the Matrix. And like, no, I well, he's Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He's got, yeah, see, he's got Neuralink.
He's got the spyware, right? So he's going to know. He's going to know ahead of time Elon's game plan. That's the beauty with Zuck, right? He's got the spyware.
Buddy, this is like...
Well, Zuck's got the AI division. So, well,
you know. He's been fighting meta Elons for the last week already, preparing.
Well, you guys remember Robot Wars. This is Cyborg Wars, basically. Neither of them are natty. They're both enhanced with some type of fucking mechanical shit, for sure. We're not even sure if Zuckerberg's human. Let's be honest.
This is true. Well, that's the only reason they decided to let him in the Cryptid Wrestling Federation for the CWF.
Because they're cyborgs. Technically, they're allowed to. There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's funny because Elon Musk, like, because everyone was like, oh, fucking... talking shit like, oh, Zuck's going to wipe him because he has some training. Elon's going to get, doesn't matter, he's a little bit bigger. He doesn't know anything. He's older. He's a little out of shape. And then Zuckerberg, I guess, Musk posted a picture of him. And I guess he's like almost a black belt in combat judo. And he has tons of fights under his belt. And then so he's like, yeah, well, when I was younger, I actually did a lot of combat judo and street fighting.
Yeah, listen. Okay, listen. He's probably doing like fucking winning competitions and shit like Van Damme used to win competitions.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on. I don't believe that for a second. This kid grew up rich. Silver spoon in his mouth. Yeah. If anybody's getting paid off to win, it's going to be his ass for sure. Like you saw him before he got his hair plugs and shit. He was a skinny little weirdo.
Oh, mom.
He wasn't getting any fucking
weirdos. So obviously we got to pull up, who you guys think are going to win? It's up there. Zuck Daddy, vote number one, and Musky Boy, number two.
So we think.
How much? What is their weight difference? Are they even the same weight class? Like,
no. Zuckerberg's maybe a buck 60 at best.
Yeah. Yeah. He's tiny.
Yeah. He's not a big guy.
Yeah.
But like you said, Braden, so we got Elon, which we're going to be saying like brain, Sherlock, 4D chess, very analytical, a tactician maybe, versus a fucking cyborg.
Well, my thing is it's going to come down to, you know, is Elon or is Zuckerberg tapping into Elon's webcams? Is he watching the training footage? It's how much intel Zuck can get ahead of time to game plan is going to be the deciding factor, right? He's got the Facebook streams. He's going to be all over the place, data mining, right? So it's how much can this guy get before the match?
Zuck's putting his shit out there though too.
Yeah.
It's for everybody to see. He's bragging about it. He wants everybody to know that, like, this is basically like a Silicon Valley bro off. Yeah. Like, these guys want to say who's the king of Silicon Valley, man. Like, it's just the king shit nerds that want to go after
it. For, like, no reason.
Yeah.
There's absolutely zero, but, like,
no, who cares? It'd be pitiful.
Like, nobody cares. Dana White was, like, legit messaging him. He's like, I will have them both main event a UFC.
Oh, of course.
Of course he would.
Because people are going to fucking pay money to watch it, even though they shouldn't.
Like, listen, like I will bash Jake Paul 9 times out of 10 because he's basically a above average amateur boxer, like talent level. These two fucking guys, like Zuckerberg's won a few jiu-jitsu tournaments. This is going to be like fucking slap fighting. This is going to be a fight that like takes place at the lunch hour by the bike racks. Like this would be awful. Who's going to want to watch this shit?
Yeah, I will.
Oh man, that'd be awful.
Are you kidding me? So I mean, we'll see where this goes in the coming weeks. It's probably going to amount to nothing.
No, it's never going to happen. Never in a million
years. In the chat, where's Zell? Where the hell is Zell? That's my question too.
Sabotage.
Sabotage.
Yeah, sabotage.
All right. Zell has a saboteur in his under his roof. Doesn't know who it is. It's like Among Us.
It was an inside job for sure.
Yeah. The inside job. Basically, someone's cut the power grid.
Yeah. He got too close to the truth.
Right. He got too close to the truth. And someone has snipped the power main. And so Zell's living like it's 1600s.
Right? But just back to pooping in the bucket.
Yeah, back to shitting in a bucket in the garage. Well, hopefully he's back tomorrow and he's back, for the next ATT Live. But what else we got? The other big thing, Titanic 2. this last week has captivated the world, the nation. It's wild to me, absolutely wild, all the information coming out now of how many like huge celebrities were offered like free expeditions and like could have been going down on this latest one. Like Mr. Beast was offered a free seat. Like, hey man, we just for the exposure, like, come on, this is, it's great. You can come. He's like, you know, I'm just a little too busy. And then you see like all these people coming out and being like, I have serious safety concerns and you shouldn't be doing this. And he's like,
as he's hand tightening all the bolts, like, nah, it's going to be good. It's going to be fine.
With his fingers.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I just get him this tight.
Yeah. You got any super glue?
And then I get him with the ratchet. Yeah. I mean, the one thing is like, it's been a meme fest. The craziest thing to me is we had all this news coverage about like, I thought it was so morbid, you know, 20 hours of air left.
You know, they got like a countdown clock in the corner of fucking their
air. We're here banging. We've got banging on the sonar. Well, like now like that we, in retrospect that we have all the information, it's like we basically knew, all the experts basically knew without a doubt that the sub imploded when they lost communications and their nav system, because there was, they lost those two things in unison with sonars picking up a loud bang. And like, I watched an interview with James Cameron where he was like, yeah, like the navigation systems are like self-pressurized, self-housed. So to lose those two and mix with the other two things, he goes, it's an implosion. But the only person I feel bad for on that whole expedition is that one guy's kid. The one guy's kid, who didn't want to go. Yeah, that's, I mean.
Well, I mean, I feel bad for all of them and their families. It's awful.
I mean, the parallels for the first Titanic, like just disregarding all safety and just to what, go fucking look at the Titanic through a computer screen with a Logitech. Pass me the controller. I want to play.
Well, made from like subpar materials. Like apparently he bought that carbon fiber, I guess he was using for the hull. Like he bought it at like a discount because it was like past its construction or use date or something like that. He bought it from, bought it from Boeing or Lockheed or something, like bought it at cut rate. And you're like, oh, okay. I need this. This is going to protect me from hundreds of feet of thousands of pounds.
5,000.
So you were talking about the parallels between the first voyage, Titanic, and then this. And this is crazy to me. The wife of Stockton Rush, the pilot of the missing Titanic tour submarine, is allegedly the great, great granddaughter of two first class passengers who died on the Titanic, according to records.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah. Just what is it? History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Oh, it's nuts.
There is unsubstantiated footages that one of the few things, like when they're looking at the wreckage, there's people like, I don't know if this is edited or not. And if it is, if it isn't, I mean, this is a heyday for Logitech. They're going to be the new Nokia, because there's a shot of like the debris and the soot. And in the soot, you can see a Logitech.
That's a fake controller picture.
Is it fake?
Yeah,
fake. I was like, God damn. I was like, it survived.
That's sad,
but man. I mean,
only one person could benefit from the situation, as awful as it is. Fucking James Cameron, Titanic 2. Yeah. I bet you he never thought he's going to be able to make a sequel, right?
Yeah, another T2.
Yeah, I mean, God, yeah.
He's like, my T2's always hit harder.
Fuck yeah.
Just a wild, wild, crazy thing. And I think that one of the things that was like, was not lost on me is that like at the same time, there was like that ship of 700 immigrants that was going down.
Capsized.
Zero fucking press, because everyone was worried about these fucking billionaires that just wanted to go to one of the toughest places to go to just because they had enough expendable income. And they wanted to do it. It's weird because they obviously want to do it, but like, I imagine you could have paid other reputable places to do it properly. So it was like, everyone was trying to get, was that like a bargain? 250K is like, that's a steal to see the Titanic. Let me tell you, or is it just like, I don't give a fuck. I want to see the Titanic.
Oh, that's crazy. I can fucking like, Google image. I'm happy.
The one. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like you're looking through.
It's not like you're seeing it for the first time.
Yeah. The portholes on the fucking by the shitter, and then you're looking through a fucking screen because you can't see. Well, it's like there's fucking 4K video of it already. You can fucking see it on your TV.
I'm not going to lie to you. It gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies for whatever reason. Whenever I watch the videos and stuff, I just freaks me out.
Well, there's absolutely no survival. Like once you go down there, you're like stuck in this fucking little thing. And I guess the measurement system was like based on the acoustic properties of the hull. And then they would be able to tell if the hull started failing. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like a good safety system to me. It's like, especially at that depth, because it's like, there is so much fucking pressure that if it's starting to fail, it seems to me like you're in fucking big trouble in a hurry.
Pretty much. Like at that depth, like if you have like one tight, like a leak is pretty much like a laser beam. It'll just like cut through anything. Like, and once that goes, you're done.
Fuck that. No way.
The other thing that was interesting is like, I guess the certification for these kind of subs is so fucking rigorous. And I guess this guy kind of skirted around ever getting this thing actually certified by only operating it in international waters. So it like has never really been certified to do these kind of dives. And the only time they had any kind of certification is when the end caps got made. And then they put in the porthole and they were like, well, listen, it's only good. Like we're only going to like tell you this thing can only go to 3,000, like 3,000 meters, right?
What?
And he's like, I'm going to take it to 50 to see the tight end. They're like, we can't in good conscience tell you this will make it. And he's like, it will. And he's just like, yeah, it's all good.
Are we entirely positive that this was not a suicide pact? Yeah. Like seriously, like this is fucking crazy.
It is pretty, I don't know, pretty wild.
Deep sea exploration is like something you don't fuck around with. Like it just seems really bizarre to be like, yeah, I want to get into, no matter how bad you want to go see the Titanic. It's like, there are plenty of other shipwrecks that are like in more shallow water.
Like buddy, I thought
do you have to go down
Ocean Gate was run by Billy McFarland, same guy who did Firefest, basically. You're like, holy shit, what the hell's going on there? But terrible, the people lost their lives. But I mean, I was glued to Twitter and everything as it was happening. I was like, holy shit, this is the craziest shit. Because like people were releasing text messages in the days being like, here's my text exchange with the owner about like the safety issues. And then you're like, oh my God. You're like, I can't believe this guy took these people's money and took them down there, you know, in this thing. And then you see like parallels of like James Cameron ships and like other ships. And then like the inside of this one, you were like, one of the things that was interesting that I thought is, in one of the pictures, it's showing like there's just the hull, right? It's not like they have like something built into the hull. It's just like hull and that's it. And some of those, like the two or three monitors it had on there were fucking drilled right into the hull. And I was like, well, that can't be good. I mean, like you think that like you wouldn't want to be drilling. And then I watching that interview with the owner when he was doing a like tour like 2 years ago or something of the ship. He's like, yeah, these handles here, I got those from Camping World.
Wasn't there a report or something that like when they took it down there at one point, like they figured out that they installed one of the thrusters backwards or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's, oh my God.
And nothing about this is good. Like this is, none of this was a good idea.
These families are going to sue the fuck out of this company.
Yeah. So, Odin said, funny how the cheapest thing in Pringles can survive the implosion. Yeah, we know that's fake now though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Anything at that depth is like crushed into like atoms at that pressure.
The interesting thing to me is like, I guess because of the rapid implosion, that compressed air gets compressed so fast that it heats up to like the surface of the sun a nanosecond. Yep. And basically, because I was watching this report about like, can they recover the body still? And they were like, there is nothing left.
No.
They are just a mist.
It's like a fucking neutron star. Like,
yeah, eviscerated. Like the atomized. Implosion happened so fast and it got so hot so quick with that compressed air that like your spinal cord, they didn't even have time to process that something was happening. Yep. It's so instantaneous at that pressure.
Do you think, like, so here's a question. Do you think did they know that something was wrong or did it just hit them quick?
Evidence right now is pointing that they probably knew something was wrong because I don't know what it's called on the bottom, but the weights and the ballast, I'm going to call it, on the bottom had been dumped, and that was part of an emergency procedure to ascend. Okay. So and that was so far away from the actual wreckage that it's all guessing, but is that it looks like he was trying to dump the weight to emergency ascend, but they obviously imploded before that. But I mean, fuck, 8 hours in a fucking can.
I'd rather that than running out of air. Just fucking bang, toast.
Oh yeah. I mean, the thought of, you know, them possibly being at the surface with no way to fucking get air and we just can't find them is a way worse fate in my opinion. So 100%. they lucked out. If surviving was off the table, I would say they went in the best possible way. And sorry to everyone, but do your due diligence when you're going to see the Titanic, everyone.
Or just don't go.
Right?
Just don't go down there. Leave
just
it down
do
there.
Do some research. It's do down some there. Research. Look at the fucking Yelp review, the TripAdvisors.
Think about that. No, but when you talk about, what's that shit that you talk about? Like stone tape theory or whatever the fuck that is? Like just all that death and negativity in that area. It's like it's just fucking, it dragged them down. Like, of course something bad happened.
Yeah.
Unless you're James Cameron, where you've offered so much good to the world that we're like, we'll spare you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What else we got? The other thing that was interesting that happened is we had a wild 12 hours where it seemed like Russia was going to go into full fucking civil war.
Yeah. Are we sure that that's not going to happen still?
Yeah, it's not.
Well, I know they pulled out of Moscow.
Well, they turned around. They sent Prigozhin. They said Prigozhin's going to fucking Belarus or something.
Yeah. They were like, yo, we're good. It's all good. Turn around.
The Pentagon said, $6.2 billion fucking check bounced or whatever.
Well, that's the part of the conspiracy right now is that they think that they got played by Putin. And what's the other guy's name?
Prigozhin.
Prigozhin.
Yeah. We actually talked about him a long time ago when we talked about the IRA, and we talked about Wagner a long time ago at one of our podcasts. Like, we talked about him.
I guess he got to start selling. He was selling fucking hot dogs.
Dang.
Back in 91. He went from hot dog seller to war criminal.
To mercenaries.
Mercenary. Head of a mercenary group. But the theory, the conspiracy running online right now is that they basically together, this is a conspiracy that going on, is they did this ploy to play the CIA. So basically, why can't I say his name? What's his name again?
Prigozhin.
Prigozhin was approached by the CIA, or he approached the CIA or someone, was like, hey, listen, I'm thinking about staging a coup. I need the resources. And they're like, how much? And he's like, $6.5 billion. They're like, done. We'll send it when you're on the way to Moscow. So he's on his way. As soon as that check clears, he's like, we're good, boys. We sorted it all out.
I don't think Putin would sign on for that, though, because he basically just fucking looked like a bitch by flooding the country and letting Moscow get marched on easily.
Yeah.
Right? Then, I don't think he would knowingly agree to that. No way. Personally.
Yeah. It was a really interesting turn of events. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, also that accounting error, the way that you're telling it, that's not how it works. It was like they pretty much gave $6.2 billion. Like that's how much they allotted. But when they went back and actually audited the supplies that they sent, they actually found out that the stuff was cheaper than they actually sent it. So they saved $3.6 billion actually. And so that stuff goes into an actual defense fund.
Well, that's why, that's what happens when you cut corners and hire the hot dog guy. You're trying to hire somebody fucking more badass. Trying to save money, boys. What are you doing?
Well, it's because they were using the different type, the pricing guide that they were using was wrong, apparently. That was the one that they used. Listen, and then,
I'm telling you is you should have found one of those fucking Russian guys that got bit by a radioactive lion. Yeah. We've seen the damage those guys can do.
So, speaking of radioactive lion, let's do a little nerds. Dan, did you happen to see the Kraven the Hunter trailer?
No.
And I know you didn't. So just quickly, and you don't have to be an expert because I'm not an expert. I don't think anyone's an expert on Kraven the Hunter.
I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I know a thing or two
about the origins of Kraven the Hunter.
Like, what do I know about the origin?
Where his powers are derived from?
Did he even have powers in the books? Like, he was just kind of a really great hunter.
He's got powers. He fucking drinks this magical herb medley, and he gets fucking increased like stamina and strength. Nice. And
yeah, so he's just on steroids. He's just a roided up hunter. Like,
well, yeah. In the new trailer, in the new trailer for fucking Crate, what's destined to be an absolute fucking flop, another flop by Sony, it kind of insinuates that Kraven gets his powers by getting bit by a radioactive lion.
I mean, we don't know if it's radioactive, but it looks that way.
Yeah, it does look that way.
It's super bizarre. My favorite part about it, though, is you could almost interpret it, the trailer, like this is like fucking a reboot of Ace Ventura, just like gritty. Because he's like talking to animals and shit like that. And you're like, what? Like, what the fuck?
I'd watch it. Makes,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that would be more entertaining, I
I'd
think.
I'd 100% watch a dark, gritty, like dark humor Ace Ventura.
You want me to kill you? Kill Kraven for you, though? And make you not want to be interested whatsoever? Sergei Kravenov does not have an accent.
Oh, weak. That's weird. Oh,
dude. Well, and Aaron Johnson can do accents. We've seen it. This guy's a great actor. And they, like, how do you have Kraven without a fucking accent?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. He's always got, but he always had, like, didn't he have his, like, sick mustache? He always had, like, a pretty sick mustache, right? Does he have a mustache? Well,
yeah, he's got a fucking little beard thing, but okay. Like, and don't get me wrong, guys.
Or goatee. Boat. He had a pretty good.
He's got a goatee, right? Like, Kraven the Hunter's got a goatee, but yeah. He's got, I think.
Was it a mustache goatee combo? Like, what was his whole thing? Like, his facial hair was pretty good, though, I remember. It was like, was it a devil's point and like the things, or was it a full goatee? I can't remember. There's been several. I mean, Kraven's been around forever, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a goatee. Like, it's like the Russian goatee.
Right, okay.
So you know what I mean? Like yeah. The, you know okay. What I mean? I think, let me look it up.
Yeah, it's it looked absolute trash. And then the other...
Very Stalin-esque.
Yeah. Yes, very. That's a great description of it. The other nerd news is that like we've been seeing the Flash... Absolutely. They're basically giving tickets away now to try to get people to see it. It's got the lowest box office return of any superhero movie.
But what do you anticipate? Like, you've got this like sociopath criminal that you prop up and you refuse to take it. Like they're still trying to turn this kid into a star when he's doing all these kidnapping. Like, he's been charged with like grooming and like all this other terrible things, assault and shit. And then you try to force them down your throat. And like the Flashpoint paradox in the comics, amazing. Great.
So one of the best storylines ever.
The scale's way too big for a movie. Unless you build it like fucking Infinity, like the Infinity series, right? Like it just doesn't make any sense. Like just like fucking Kraven the Hunter. Like let's have a fucking B-list Spider-Man villain and make him carry a movie by himself. Like what? Like, Venom couldn't even carry a movie by himself.
I sure.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't get it. It is for me to admit, because I love Tom Hardy. I love Venom. Those are two of my favorite things in the world. Movies stink.
Yeah. And then Warner Brothers is like, I think they're looking, they're almost at a $1 billion loss on all their, like, superhero movies.
They're just going to write it off. They don't give a shit. They fucking just put it out.
Well, I guess they're selling a bunch of properties right now for $500 million to try to offset that. I can't remember which property.
But is Marvel even doing that well right now either? I think there's just a general superhero fatigue.
Guardians of the Galaxy killed it. It's going to be a $1 billion box office. I don't know.
How much of that is Marvel and how much of that is James Gunn?
Yeah, well, right? If that's the case, though, then DC's in good hands.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you think he can bring Superman back to life?
No, Superman. I've said it. I've always maintained Superman, in my opinion, is a shitty character to have in films because he's too strong.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah, I totally disagree.
We've had this argument.
Yeah, he's not.
We've had this discussion.
And I liked the. Well, I was also a kid when I watched them, so there's a bit of a nostalgia value, but. I liked the first Superman a lot. Second Superman was good. I mean, I'm talking OG. I'm talking Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
Like, those are good movies.
Well, soundtrack's dope.
The movies are good, too.
I liked Man of Steel. I liked Man of Steel, too. I thought Man of Steel was fine. Like, I thought it was a fine movie. Like,
it was entertaining.
It was a good Superman movie.
It's better than anything that's come out in that entire universe.
It was good in the sense that they didn't have a lot of Superman in it. just.
What are you talking about?
There's an origin.
Fucking Zod. Yeah, yeah. There was
Kryptonian.
Four super jobs. People.
Yeah.
There was four super people.
Clark Kent finding himself.
Which is fine.
On a journey of self-discovery through odd jobs and dirty jobs with Clark Kent.
Yeah. Yeah, but then he fought, like, Zod was great. What's the dude's name that plays Zod? Unreal.
He fought Zod like a toddler because every time he threw a punch, he did this.
Yeah, but he kind of is a toddler.
And he's then like he gets a fucking, back.
He's barely a man. And he's just getting used to like fighting with his powers. He wasn't, who else was he using his powers to fight at that point in time in his life?
Poor truckers just trying to fucking live their life, right? Stranding them out in the fucking wilderness, right?
No, man, he wasn't used to his powers. He wasn't using them. So he was using them for the first time and he was amazed by them.
And then you're fighting Zod, who's like a warrior, like
badass,
like a legit military, you know, Superman. Like, yeah, you wouldn't be able to. I mean, it would have been a challenge at that point. And just being...
I enjoyed it.
Like, I thought it was a good movie. I think it's fine to bring Superman in the movies. If anything, like, I think Shazam is the weirdest one, like, to bring in, like, Captain Marvel is a strange hero. Like,
I mean, you want to know what's weirder than that?
Like, I always think he's just problematic. Like, it just gets later. Like,
but you know what's weirder than that, Dan, is... grabbing one of his fucking rando villains and being like, hey, you know what? The Rock is really famous and really popular, and he kind of looks like this guy. So let's make a movie about him.
Well, Black Adam's like integral in a lot of like stories, like a lot of DC stuff now. Like he's pretty popular.
I agree, but why he's not popular enough for his own movie to carry a franchise? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Villains.
He refused to be in Shazam. I was like, you're a fucking Shazam character.
That's the only thing you should be in. You should be in Shazam. Like, that should be where you were introduced. And
what does Black Adam say to get his powers? I didn't see that movie. Does he say Shazam?
He says Shazam, but it stands for, it's like Egyptian deities or something. Like, his is a bit different. Like, the acronym. Like, he says Shazam.
I don't know. It was fucking Shazit. That's about it. So bad.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't think anything else really was popping off. I mean, those were the two biggest stories. Do you guys have any other stories you saw popping off?
I need you guys to fill me in since due to my lack of in-depth knowledge of the composition of your parliament. Apparently, a Manitoba. Manitoba MP suggested Canada and allies were aware of recovered UAP or UFO materials in a note to the defense minister. Like he sent a letter to your defense minister, Larry McGuire. Do you guys know this guy?
Yeah. We know Larry.
Yeah. I know him well.
Yeah. Larry!
Third cousin of mine. You want me to call him?
Yeah, he's your first cousin.
Larry Bear, what's happening, bud? Yeah. How you doing?
Where's the foes?
Yeah. Tell us about it, bud.
Apparently, he wrote to your defense minister talking about suggesting that Canada has participated in a secret multi-nation program devoted to the recovery and exploitation of material from unidentified aerial phenomenon, more commonly known as UFOs. So apparently, like last week or a while ago, like another podcast actually published a letter that appears to be from Larry McGuire that is addressed to the defense minister. Anita Anand is your defense minister. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And this note.
She's doing a fucking swell job, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? She came from humble beginnings, too.
Yeah. I heard she pulled the submarine out of fucking West Dead Mall, eh? Just in case.
They were trying to fly it in, but they couldn't get it there in time. Yeah.
So McGuire said that he's met with some unnamed American officials, and he has suggested...
and a guy that is in a band? I'm just curious. Is he in a band?
Who? Larry McGuire?
No, the guy, the American officials that they met with. To the Stars?
They're unnamed. Well, he's saying that they're all in possession of
UAP
materials.
I'm not
going to
say any names, but... I'll sing a song.
Yeah.
All the small things.
I don't know. He was saying that apparently, he's saying that they're all part of some Five Eyes. What is it? It's like a kind of like a
no. It's the Five A's, buds. Five A's. Yeah.
I also just think it's really kind of funny that it, like, nobody would answer their calls when they called him. I think, was it CBC, like, reached out to, like, kind of get a comment about this, but nobody in his office would answer or give comment about this letter that was written by Larry McGuire.
Well, it makes sense. Like, Manitoba, isn't that where, like, Falcon Lake's, like, one of the biggest Canadian encounters? Isn't that Manitoba? Like, one of the best Canadian, well-documented ones.
I actually think it is, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Falcon Lake is in fucking Manitoba. Yeah,
it is Manitoba.
It's a fucking UFO hub.
Well, and here's the thing, though.
Lair Bear knows.
The thing that Lair Bear came out and said is that that's, one, in line with David Gouch.
Yeah,
Gouchy. Why can't I remember anyone's name? Maybe it's because I've had 3 hours of sleep. Who came out, like, 3 weeks ago from the States. Is that his name?
Oh, David Gouch? Grouch. Yeah. Grouch. Grouch.
He's kind of said that. So then it would make sense. Like, we're fucking partners and everything else. Canada has, like.
Look, are you like Dan? You got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
One of the biggest land masses, like, it would make sense that we would utilize, like, we have nothing, really. You know what I mean? Like, so we would definitely lean on the States. So, like, that all makes perfect sense. But this is not new. Like, we've had Paul Hellyer come out and say this kind of shit before, right? That we know them. We're working with the United States and Israel in communicating with these things. We have crafts. Like, Paul Hellyer said all this stuff. So, to me, this is a lot of it's just a rehash of stuff that's already been brought up by the fucking guy, right? This is now friend of a friend's, but, like, Paul Hellyer was the defense minister and he came out and said this stuff, right? So it's interesting that people come out, but, like, it lines up perfectly with what's going on, what's been whistleblown in the States, right? And it would make sense that we have some sort of joint task force. And I would even stretch that we probably are in cahoots with Mexico as well.
Well, he says the letter refers to Five Eyes Foreign Material Program, which apparently exists between Canada, the U.S., U.K., Australia, and New Zealand, and has been sponsored by Canadian Forces Intelligence Command Canada.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't, like I said, it doesn't surprise me. The only thing that surprised me there is New Zealand, Australia, UK. So it's all a bunch of Commonwealth countries and then the fucking one lone country that had to turn its back on the Commonwealth. All right. But I mean, if we go with the guys that I can't remember which one we talked about, but like Roswell was the testing point, or what was the one before Roswell where we think they maybe practiced? There was another one right before, right after, where we've talked about before. I can't remember now.
Maybe the Aztec one. Are you talking about Aztec?
Maybe Aztec. Yeah, Aztec. But like Roswell happens, it's a fucking mess. They're like, okay, we need to have a better protocols, right? They smash it with Aztec. They fucking rode in, dropping pavement, right? Little to no evidence left other than a couple pavement blocks, a couple burnt bushes. This thing's gone out of there. Zip lips, no one's talking. So it would make sense that that kind of program, especially if like something came down in Canada and we were aware of it, like we have such a big landmass and some of it is so hard to get to that we're like, hey, oh, you know what? I'm going to go into a crazier theory.
Bring it on.
So we have this pact with these countries to like for retrieval and stuff. And we work together on what's retrieved and we share information and we probably have some sort of agreement between the Five Eyes on what you can, like what advancements you can use and stuff out of this technology. And back in the day when we made the Avro Arrow, using top secret classified materials that we've never fucking talked about. Canada had probably the best jet fighter in the world and we scrapped it and we destroyed all the plans to like maintain the top secret materials that we used in this craft. But now my conspiracy is going to be that we overstepped. They're like, what are you doing? Like they're like, we're not doing this. You're building these things, these new fighters that's using this material. That's against what we're doing here. We said that's not allowed. And we're like, yeah, whoops, sorry. Our bad. We'll just fly it right into fucking Lake Huron here. And they scrapped the program. Like hashtag look it up. Avro Arrow. You can look that up. They got rid of it and they destroyed all evidence to,
somebody needs to take a submarine materials down there to Lake Huron.
Listen, no, I don't buy that for a second. I think that's fucking underneath the submarine that we have at West Ed. It's just buried a little deeper. It's where we put all our good stuff.
But it's interesting to think. Like if it's that widespread, if it's that much known by governments, you would think that allied governments would talk about these things crashing. Like it couldn't be that big of a secret. Like it's only a secret to public at this point. And then, you know, maybe these governments just want to keep it under wraps because we don't know whose crafts we're getting. So you don't want what tech you've recovered to get out. Maybe that's what it is, right? What do you guys think?
I like that.
Possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting one. But like I said, it feels like to me like every couple months, you know, we hear something like this and I'm like, OG Paul Hellyer has been saying that for fucking years.
But it's not every couple months that we get definitive proof of UFOs visiting Earth. I just put this article in the chat if you guys didn't see it. Now, apparently on Monday, a amateur, or maybe I cannot call him amateur, ufologist John Mooner, in the UK.
Ooh, great name.
John Mooner. Yeah, that's what I thought too when I read it. John Mooner snapped a couple shots of what he said is definitive proof that UFOs are visiting Earth.
It's like fucking odd jobs tossing his hat.
It looks like a fucking crooner, the old crooner hat.
This is the photo of the unidentified flying object that he captured hovering over the English countryside in Devon. And he claims that is an alien, that right there is an alien flying saucer. He's quoted as saying that a glint of light instantly caught my eye as something metallic looking came out from a cloud. So this thing dropped out of the clouds. And he said it was unmistakably a flying saucer with two black rectangular windows on the dome portion of the craft and four black openings along the bottom part of its structure. If you look very closely, I guess you can see this.
Yeah, there's an enhanced version here. Look, it fit two black
So
rectangle. Yeah. Okay.
Right. In an interview, he
that's
also,
not what I had thought it looked like, but yeah. Now I see what he's saying.
Right. In another interview, he added that this object apparently had some type of force field emanating around it. But he was able to quickly snap a few pictures with his digital camera. He did use the word gobsmacked, by when he was seen.
Oh, shit.
And he also had claimed before that, I guess he is also an experiencer, that he has been abducted by aliens once or twice is his claim. So he believes that he is intimately familiar with the motivations of these extraterrestrials. And he says that he believes they only have good intentions.
Buddy, put those fucking Cheeto fingers away. I was slipping.
I was switching it back to this one, and auto queued up. That's what it was supposed to do the first time.
Oh,
so we've got a is that a definitive proof? What do you guys think?
I mean, as the resident expert at looking at these things,
as our UFO photo and video expert, Brayden, what is your expert opinion, sir?
One thing is, I would have to, first off, to make a real good determination is I would have to see the original, because, you know, who knows what he's done with the enhancement here, right? Like, I can't confirm that this is that, right? I mean, I guess we could.
Interesting that the guy went for the digital camera, not like a fucking phone that he could record.
Well, maybe he had the digital camera out. One of things.
Is this like 2005?
He's taking pictures of the countryside. Looks pretty picturesque there. Maybe you just like,
I don't know.
It's out there. It's an idyllic little village right there. It looks nice.
I mean, when you zoom in, you're losing quality, right? Like you're losing pixels and stuff. So it's this zoom in picture to me is nothing. Like, I could make a zoomed in image of my face at a distance, look, and then outline it, and it would turn out completely different than what you think. So I have to go by these, and it's just like, it's fucking impossible to look at a still that's this far away with any kind of like that could be a fucking bird. Like you have no idea at that distance, right? And then you zoom in, because when I first looked at this picture here, if you look at this gap here, you can see almost looks like you can see sky. So then I was kind of looking at it as like a sharp beak, a wing, and a wing, right? And this was, I could almost see a lightning, like I could see some sky. But again, it's impossible to fucking tell from enhancing an image.
The fact that you're going to go ahead and call this definitive proof, like, come on, bud.
Well, I mean,
what?
Here's the thing. The thing about the like, I hate to discredit people that see these kind of things, but
I think you like it a little bit. I think you enjoy it.
Well, no, I don't, because I
you do.
Dude, as someone I'd love.
I've read your conversations with people.
Yeah. It was a fucking buck. What do you want me to say? But like, as someone who wants to see something, like, I can't imagine seeing something and being like, hey, snapping a picture of my phone picture of it looks shitty, and then coming and telling you boys, like, listen to this. I fucking saw this thing. It had some sort of fucking orb. I have now, without a doubt, knowledge that we are not alone. I took this picture, and this picture doesn't do it any fucking justice.
Yeah, but like, but here it is. So that's
that'd
the thing.
Be so
like,
frustrating.
If you snapped a picture of something, we're like, this was bizarre. I've never seen anything like this before. It's wild. I don't know what it is. That's one thing. Or if you looked at this and be like, I know for a fact that we are not alone. This is definitive proof. I've got this weird thing in the sky. Like, that's fucking garbage. You have no idea until that thing fucking parks and an alien opens up and says, hey, buddy, like, how do we get to New York?
Well, that's the other thing. Then you can tell me that. That's the other thing for me is like, I this guy being an experiencer and being like, I've been abducted many times. Like, he obviously wants to justify those abductions and prove them to people, because I imagine he's been ridiculed for that. So it's one of those things of vindication. Like, he wants vindication of being like, I told you, right? Mm-hmm. I told you I've been getting abducted, and these are them, and they're real, and this has been happening to me. So I think
he's a little bit biased.
Yeah, I'm just going with my gut here. I'm going with my gut that this guy really, really fucking wants this to be a UFO. But I have no fucking idea if it is or not by this little speck in a picture. I want it to be so bad. So maybe UFO, possibly.
Definitive proof, not so much.
Unlikely. Let's fire up. I think, even though Zell's gone, I think I can do this. Wait, let's see. Well, maybe not.
I had one more piece. You guys didn't want to hear about the great Velociraptor heist of this.
No,
nope.
I do want to hear about it.
We do.
I do want to hear about it, but yeah. I'm going to throw the number up there. So after the Velociraptor, if you want to call, tell the story, ask this question, 1-833-703-0424. I will answer the call as soon as Dan's done with his next story.
The great Velociraptor heist of 2023. You guys haven't heard about this?
No, not at all.
apparently, there were three arrests made in North and South Dakota. Of three people who had stolen a Velociraptor from the local museum. So police apparently hunted down a Velociraptor statue that was stolen from outside South Dakota Arts and Science Center. Apparently they said that these three dudes had gotten together and stolen this Velociraptor, which is part of a pair. Apparently there's one dope. Like perched up on the roof and kind of like an action pose, like looking down. And then there's another one on the ground. And he said that, Sioux Falls Police Sergeant Aaron Benson said Friday that a security officer had actually spotted the three people carrying the statue away from the Washington Pavilion and then had called the police just after midnight. The surveillance, they got the guys on video, so it wasn't that hard to kind of track them down to a nearby apartment complex. And then they said, Benson pretty much said, when opening the door, detectives could clearly see the Velociraptor sitting right inside. Like, so attempt to hide it. It's just like, hey, like, you know, knocking on the door. And they're like, you walk in there, you're just like, you guys who stole the Velociraptor? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Oh, that one?
Prove it.
That's our Velociraptor. Like, we've had that one forever. What are you talking about? Apparently, the police detained the three suspects and charged them with grand theft. Should have been Grand Theft Velociraptor, which would have been really cool. One was 18, one was 19, then a third apparently was a juvenile. But yeah, so it's like...
Great. They should have pinned it on the juvenile. These kids, they must be fucking rookies.
Just sitting... I guess I would kind of blame them to be like, yeah, like you couldn't even hide it. But again, where would you hide a Velociraptor statue, I suppose.
I mean, it's a good get.
Yeah, like, put a sheet over it, I guess. It could be like, I don't know. Like, it's a lamp.
Oh,
like,
what's under that? What's under that ghost that looks like a Velociraptor? Well, officer, do you have a warrant?
Well, we've had a lot of trouble with dinosaur ghosts in our apartment lately. Do you guys happen to know a good exorcist? Like, it's just a dino ghost. They happen all the time. No big deal. The picture of some like police just opening the door and just being like, yeah, that's it.
It's funny. Someone in the chat was asking why I have a Little Mermaid behind me. Someone made me a calendar. Each month has a different Photoshop edit of myself. They're just really playing into my narcissistic tendencies.
It's a good bet.
So this month, June, it was Best of Both Worlds, and it was me as the Little Mermaid. The one I got the most shit for was me as Donald Trump, because people kept messaging me like, I can't believe you're a fucking Trump supporter.
And I'm like, ha-ha, it's my jokes face. On you. I am Trump.
I am Donald Trump. Where is it? Let's see if we can find it. Yeah, this one back in January.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
That's a good one. I think his name should be fucking Ronald Dump.
White Blade was pretty funny. That was a pretty funny month. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I had this one, this drunk one.
See, if you shaved your head, you could just... This. That could be you.
That one. This. And then I think I got... I don't want to look ahead. Well, I had the Ian Malcolm.
That's a good
and
one.
Now I'm on Little Mermaid.
Nice.
That's a really good. That's a good one too. Yeah.
Yeah. I got that from, I think it was a Secret Santa.
That's a good one.
I don't know why. I'm trying to open the lines here. If anyone's been calling, I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
We didn't verify that it actually works.
Well, I tried to get it to work.
Did it work?
Hmm.
Or you just tried to get it work?
Well, I had it open and dialing, and I had a dial tone through my ear. So okay. I was like,
so it was working.
Yeah. But now I don't think it's working.
The cosmic strings have gone out of alignment.
Well, so. Maybe when Zell's power got cut, it also got.
Maybe that's cut. Why Zell's lines got cut. They don't want people calling in.
Yeah, it's just not working. Sorry, everyone. I guess we'll have to wait till Zell's back to open the cosmic lines. But we do have some questions from the chat. We have Jose Estrada. Simulation theory or multiverse, you have to choose one.
Well, if I choose the multiverse, then I can choose both.
Yes. Nice. There's a multiverse where we're a simulation.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, I like that, Dan. You're so quick. I was like, simulation. Well thought out. Yeah, easy one, multiverse. Because there would be an inevitability where there's a slew of universes that are just simulated. Yeah. And we're all sims.
Makes sense.
What else we had? Noah asked a funny, dumb question. Would you rather spend a day with Amber Heard or play with a Ouija board?
I think the time we played with the Ouija board would be fun.
I don't have anything against Amber Heard. I mean,
she might shit in your bed.
Yeah. If I play with the Ouija board, there's like, very little chance. Little to no chance.
I mean, if I play the Ouija board, my shit, my own bed.
Yeah. But it's not mine.
So. I'd still rather deal with my shit in bed than somebody else's.
Yeah, I'd rather play with the Ouija board, to be honest.
That'd be weird.
Just because I think it would be, I don't want anyone to fall in love with me. It's too hard for them. You know what I mean?
Where is she now? She says she's like in Spain or something. Where is she? She is somewhere. Where in the world is Amber Heard at this point?
I mean,
she moved to Spain or something.
I had to look into who she was when all that stuff started coming out.
I knew she was in Aquaman. That was about it. I didn't really know that she'd been in other stuff. But then the rest of that stuff was just real crazy. And then, but I think she's in Spain now. The last headline I saw about her was living in Spain, speaking Spanish, I suppose, which is.
John Jacoby asked, did you all see that pic I sent you a while back of the building that appeared in my woods and then disappeared the next day?
What?
No, because it's gone.
Can you send it again?
Yeah. Where did you send it? I mean, depending where you send it, sometimes it just gets lost in the ridiculous
shuffle.
In the shuffle.
Yeah.
And it is depending where you get. But if it went to email, it normally flags stuff like that. So send it to alientheorists@gmail.com. And we'll take a peek. I'm definitely interested in seeing that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it before and after in the same spot.
Yeah. Newspapers in the shot. Well, I guess you're not gonna. Oh, it's on Messenger? Oh, buddy.
Oh, that's a fucking crapshoot.
It's a fucking crapshoot, yeah. Messenger's impossible because it's literally a revolving door of messages and then me chirping that one guy who sent us the fucking flying worm video.
It's like the Messenger one for us is like the worst because it's just like, it's a whole bunch of stuff and Facebook does not make it easy to navigate sometimes.
Yeah, it's not like we can search it. So once it hits like 40 down the list, it's like hard to bring up and find. And so send it to Alien.
Send it again.
Yeah. And then I want to see it. What else is going on? Anything else before we wrap this one up? Any other questions in the chat before we wrap up?
ATT Live number 3.
What's your guys' opinion on the Thailand airport video where passengers are exiting a plane that doesn't exist?
What?
I don't know. I don't think that footage exists either. I've never seen it. I have no idea. I haven't seen that. I haven't heard of it.
They're exiting a plane that doesn't exist? Like, are they just falling out of air then? Like, just people just like...
just like from like about 8 feet up, just hitting the runway as they're coming down. Chris from Denver saying, how's the new dad life, Braden, and how's the dad life of two, Andrew? New dad life is fucking rough right now. I was talking so much shit the first month because I had a baby that slept through the night every single night. And that has flipped on its head. I now have a baby that doesn't sleep ever. Never. No sleep. It's been like 2 weeks. Everyone's like, it passes. And I'm like, when?
Yeah.
When does it pass?
My kid doesn't sleep more than an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Then it's awesome. So you get no sleep and then you have to wake up and deal with the fucking toddler when you get up. It's like,
oh, that's fun with too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking wicked.
Yeah. Cause like he does this new thing where I bring him in here in the morning so he doesn't scream. So Jamie can get some sleep. And I have him right back here and I'm usually watching videos or editing or something. And I have him in his bouncer and I have to keep a hand on it and I have to continually bounce it. And he just sits there like this. But if I stop bouncing it and take my hand off, Screech. He instantly, huge bottom lip, fucking blood-curdling scream. The second you start bouncing it, fucking no problem. All right. You got five kids, two are twins. I've been through it all. Oh my God. Buddy, what have you done to yourself?
There's got to be something in the water in the States because everybody in America's got these big ass fucking families.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the cost of living. I don't know.
Thailand.
I just looked it up. It seems to be cursory Google search says pretty much that it was just reflections in the glass. Like it's from the air. It's like from the terminal, like next to it. So there's nobody. So it's actually empty. Like the jetway is empty.
Wonder Woman and her invisible.
No,
jets.
it's like a jetway. Okay. It's like one of those exiting bridges.
I'll pull it up. I got it. Oh, this is normally there's normally a screen right here.
Okay.
I think you've. There is. Can you see it now? There
nope.
we go.
Yep. Nope. There we go. Yeah.
I've been having really bad internet issues for some reason with Internet Explorer.
Because you got so many clipping your fucking cords, buddy.
Yeah. So, anyways, great video. All right.
Well, that's it. That's the jet. It's invisible.
Yeah. So again. The video doesn't exist either, like we said. I don't know why, man. I don't know why. The second I hit start streaming, my internet started being all fucking wonky. I was like, all right, something weird's going on. I don't know what, but...
Yeah, I just pulled up the article from The Sun, and if The Sun says that it's people in the reflection, if they're not saying that it's something crazy, then it's usually like, oh, okay. If they're like putting in the more prosaic explanation of something, then it's usually like, oh, wow, must not be that great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's tough. Like, no, there's so many tricks of video now, too. Whenever I see something, I'm always like, we'll see. I'm always so skeptical now. That's the only thing. The only thing I listen to is not pots on podcasts that have absolute no accreditation. I'm like, okay, maybe he's right. I don't know. That's it. That's all I listen to. I've been listening to so many like ghost story podcasts now, trying to get to sleep. Maybe that's part of my problem. I got a couple good ones that you would like, Andrew. Specifically.
Ghost podcasts?
Yeah.
That's a no for me, man.
No, it's fucking hilarious. Oh, you'll love it. I won't spoil it too much, but it's called, I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
The guy does such a good job narrating people's stories. And it's so comically deadpan.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That you're like, so? Like a lot of times I listen to someone like, what? Why wouldn't that happen?
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, we have Duchess of Dubious saying Twitter is our source of news nowadays. Yeah, it is. If you're not following us on Twitter or following us on patreon.com/alientheoriestheorizing, helping support the show. We're bringing you live case files every week, ATT Live, every other Sunday. We got bonus stuff, and I'm doing a new little UFO bro report every Thursday night where you can come and hang out, have a beer as I go through the latest MUFON reports to see if there's any good footage. And spoiler alert,
there's not.
So far, we're batting one good report.
Really? I must not have been there for that one.
Yeah, that last one was good. Remember the guy and he had his hand, really, really good hand drawn.
Oh, the drawing. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then he told,
that was a little different.
He
we got to get, let's track that guy down.
Yeah, he's from fucking Burlington, Ontario or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking fine.
I tried to look to see if he had any like
other shit?
Email or something that he put in there to be like, hey, contact me if you're interested. Maybe I'll do a little Google search to see if like.
Is his name on it? His full name?
No, there's no name on it. That's the shitty thing.
Just see if there's like a Burlington, Ontario man claims he fucking was encountered at a drive.
Was it Guardian?
No, maybe. Yeah, dude, this guy had the fucking best drawing. And if you're interested in this video.
I wonder if it was commissioned. It was good.
You can go to YouTube and look up our UFO Bro Report number one. It just happened Thursday. And scroll almost to the end and you'll see the hand-drawn video that we go through. This guy, it's so phenomenal. And you're like, what am I looking at? We kind of laughed at the start. Then he told a story. We're like, fuck, that's interesting. And he's like, this has haunted me every single night for the last 25 years.
40 years. Or
40
dude.
Years. He's like, I think about it every night before I go to bed. I can't stop thinking about it. I was like, fuck, it was such an interesting one. Everything other than that, spoiler, is me and Andrew going like, what is that? And then half the time it's like people like trying to like promote their TikToks or YouTubes. And then like, you're just like bugs, a lot of fucking ring camera bugs I got to look at. A lot of Starlinks, a lot of people posting the Starlink. Oh my shit, fucking light is my fucking disc UFO. And then post is like, that's Starlink. Sorry. Drives me crazy. But yeah,
is it,
check that
is
out.
Is it UFO Bro or UF Bro?
UF Bro Report. UF
Bro Report. Yeah, okay.
Bro Report.
Right. And the BRs in lowercase.
Right.
And everything else capitals.
That's clever.
Well, because I'm Braden Renner, yeah. BR. But now it's also Bro.
It's also Bro.
Yeah. I don't know. It is what you want it to be. Okay. UF Bros. Yeah, maybe that would have been better. Someone was watching. There's Dan, there's one where some lady was like, something's passed through my screen door, and it was literally a photo of a fucking dusty ass screen door with it
looks water like stain had, on it
with like a water stain running through the dust. And she's like, something passed through.
It's ectoplasm, you know?
Yeah, it was the dumbest fucking. No, it was not. And then she, the ring camera footage paired with it was like an obvious fucking like June bug or something flying around. And she's like, there it is. And then you get people who are like have like one of those fucking hunting cameras, and they're like, I saw Jesus
on a trail cam.
Angels.
I seen angels
on a trail cam. On the trail cams.
It's a bug, like a moth. It's a moth, and they're like, look at the light. It's the angels are coming down, and they're like, and that's a fox. Cool. not a UFO at all. I was like, I feel bad. Well, you know what? Their MUFON, I bet, has someone that's paid that goes through all of this
guaranteed.
Shit nonstop.
Guaranteed.
So, like, that's a pretty sweet gig. What's up, Split Hair Chavez? Welcome to the chat. Unfortunately, I think you're coming right at the end. Let's shut down the poll. We got everyone thinks Muskie Boy is gonna
gonna carry the expedition match.
Listen, speaking of an example, just small sample size of like going into a club, an MMA club with like a sample size of boxing experience and being somewhat confident and then going in there with people who know what they're doing as far as like even just ground game.
Here's the thing though. Here's my question. In that scenario that you just said, were you allowed to punch these people in the face?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. All it takes, dude, boxers, front leg heavy. All they got to do is shoot a fucking single leg on me and I'm toast. I mean, on Boxing Day, things went really well for me. But other than that, like, it's easy to fucking take down a boxer. Watch Randy Couture versus James Toney.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Right? Like, he just, like, that's literally it. Like, boxers are exposed easily when there's a fucking ground game. Or now, like, we never really dealt with, like, calf kicks and shit like that back in the day. Like, calf kicks are super popular now. You get a fucking MMA guy, start throwing calf kicks on a boxer, fucked. Like, I don't know. Especially fucking Musk's judo from fucking 1962. Like, I'm not buying it.
Split Hair's asking, ground game, Musk has that. Have you seen the man's body? Yeah. He looks like he could.
He looks like he just roll around on the ground.
Yeah, his patented finisher steamroll.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. So anyways, if you're not supporting the show, patreon.com/alientheoristpodcast. We're on social media. We're on all the social medias, and we're not really streaming on Twitch anymore. So if you're following our Twitch, you're probably likely not going to see very much alien theorist theorizing. Twitch, obviously, with their new rules, doesn't allow.
Brent just realized that he's way too fucking old to be on whatever Twitch is.
No, well, it doesn't allow. You're not allowed to use Restream anymore. So you can't. Let's be honest.
Somebody fucking commented some negative stuff on one of your little dance videos, and you got offended, and you just pulled everything down.
That's TikTok. I do my dance videos. Okay,
sorry,
idiot.
My bad.
And we are now on Kick. If you're on Kick, I just started on Thursday. I don't even have a fucking logo or nothing on there. But if you type in, I think it's just Alien Theorists, and you're like, hey, there's one blank channel here with one UF bro report, then
just watch it.
It's on there. Yeah. Like it. Here saying Braden uses TikTok.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, That's really good.
Is what I use. Anyways, thank you everyone for tuning in. We will be back in action
tomorrow.
First off, tomorrow night, if you're on Patreon live stream, we are doing. Let me think about
Operation Man Brace.
That's next week. Yeah, that's next week.
We're doing. What are we doing?
Dan, this is on you, buddy.
I don't know. My days are all mixed up now. Oh my god.
Whatever. We'll check the notes.
Oh, we're talking about the Gorman dogfight.
Gorman dogfight. Fucking guy from Fargo, fuck. North Dakota. Fucking chases a UFO. Come hang out.
How do we forget about that? That's fucking badass. Top Gun,
yeah.
Basically. In Fargo.
And we're going to be talking about it tomorrow if you're on our HT Patreon. And if you're not, you're going to have to wait about a week or 2 weeks for the podcast version. And you're going to have to wait about 5 weeks for the live stream version if you want to watch the live stream to that. Maybe we'll do a good skit for everyone on it. Who knows?
We'll see.
And the other thing we didn't say is the week next week, maybe we'll postpone one because I forgot that I'm going to be in town.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So maybe we'll do in the studio.
Oh, we should do D&D. Let's do D&D. Right?
Let's play D&D.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Keep those eyes on the skies. Peace, everybody.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.